So Kate, Brent Donato DiCaprio, back at Erinsborough High to repeat year 12, as is Hendrix. Neither of them wants to be there, but Brent has this great opportunity in front of him because he has a penchant for the textiles. As do you.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, hang on. Don't want to ignore Hendrix here. So one, why isn't Pierce paying for him to go to like a really good private school where he'll get kind of, you know, spoon-fed his way through year 12 for the second time?
And extra lunchtime sessions with teachers. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But moving on to Brent. Yes. Well, I kind of, I'm a textile designer, and first I studied at TAFE and then I did a degree in it at uni. And when I was studying it at TAFE, it was just kind of like a bit of a part-time thing I was doing. But there was also screen printing students that were there because basically it was only women who did textile design, and the screen printing students were about 50-50. Look, I'm going to call them boys and girls because they were kind of like directly out of school as well. And I'll tell you what, he would have fit right in. There was a fair few shit bags there.
But didn't you like how he had his little floral tote bag this week?
Look, the thing is, it kind of like...
Why did he have his floral tote bag? Was it his art supplies bag?
I don't understand, because what does he actually want to do?
Is it something... He said he got it off Pinterest. Did he pin the instructions and then make the tote bag and then bring the tote bag to the hive to make additional tote bags? What was his end game there?
See, I've worked with a lot of male designers as well, and generally, if they're like Brent, then they design surfwear or streetwear, that sort of thing.
Brent would put together some great streetwear, I reckon.
Yeah, they don't design floral tote bags.
He's already got his tags. I thought Emmett was good at drawing tags and stuff. When he was he was staying as a foster kid. He was working on his tags in his notebook.
Yeah. I kind of feel like we need a bit of like the saddest bitch in Erinsborough playing under all of this conversation. Brent, what's going on? Floral totes are not your thing, mate.
And you don't need to study to make them. You just watch YouTube.
Get some like paper cut stencils out and spray paint some t-shirts and...
Not to say he can't make a lovely... he can make bags if he wants. Like if he wants to make something...
Like a crumpler style bag.
But he can make a feminine floral bag. He doesn't have to make edgy streetwear if that's not his bag.
It's just going from everybody I've ever worked with who's been like him, they don't though. They design stuff for men pretty much, because I worked for a really large retailer in Australia, and the whole menswear department was like, I don't know, probably 75% men.
You write what you know.
Yeah. And because you usually have to make so much of that stuff, it's just kind of easier in the end. If you go, well, I'm a guy, and it's easier kind of, I guess, to understand your customer.
And it's also, it's not like he's experimenting with his identity or he's got a, like...
Yeah. He's got his own style.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like some sort of like...
Hoodie.
Daniel Johns from Silverchair
definitely,
haircut.
Definitely.
But also like... I think it's really irresponsible of them not to encourage him to be doing art as well. I think that's really useful.
He could do all the art subjects. Art, graphic design, textiles, art history.
I don't even know. Look, to be honest, because my high school didn't offer any of those things.
We did art history. Well, I did it in my earlier years, not in my senior years. But art history was a great time. You cover a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think it's probably a bit heavy for him.
Yeah, true.
Look, just let the guy go and work in a shop or something. Like, does he really have to go and...
And just do some chalk courses.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing that happened this week was that...
Why not give him some security in his life? Yeah, get him doing the labouring jobs Hendrix was meant to be doing.
Those fictional ones.
Let him discover... maybe I do have a passion that I want to explore beyond this point. Like, rather than just kind of like going, making him reluctantly start school just because he wants to get on with some girl.
Ned cannot be affording to hand out real estate at the Hive in exchange for odd jobs.
Yeah, I know.
Just help me out with the maintenance around here. He's not qualified, Ned.
It's a run on the smell of an oily rag.
He can't be, like, what's he going to do, tag test the equipment you bring in? That's not safe. What's he doing in maintenance? Ned,
he's
a terrible idea.
He was sleeping with a blade a few nights ago.
That's the blade he's going to be using to do some carpentry around the joint. Anytime that Kallax tips over next time someone runs into it.
He's like, I'll just get me
ready to go, sand it back, put a lick of paint on. But the big revelation, not revelation, but the big bombshell is that Hendrix, well, they've been circling each other like sharks.
Mm.
And Brent has been rubbing salt in the wound and trying to cozy up to Harlow.
Yeah.
And
Harlow, bloody do better.
Yeah, move on. And he threw down Hendrix's laptop. Hendrix then had to jump onto Susan's laptop to do his homework. Well, yeah. I love the scene where Susan goes, Hendrix, get a pen. He's like, I need my laptop to do my homework. Get a pen.
Find a pen. Bloody get Dad to buy a laptop and have it like delivered on Amazon Prime or something, mate.
At this point, you know, like Lisa, his mum isn't a billionaire, but she was very well off. Like,
yes.
She was a very successful businesswoman.
She was able to pay a billionaire to have his child.
Yeah. She's not struggling in any way. Get on the phone to mum.
Say, some homeless kid broke my laptop at school.
I need
one,
it for
can
homework.
You send me to a better school? Two, get me a new computer.
And three, tell Dad to return my calls. And he jumps on, sees on the desktop, another dark day for Aaron Sparrow High, Susan has put Brent's personal files in one folder on her desktop.
That's, this is all down to Susan.
It shouldn't be on a laptop. It should be in the desktop, locked in the principal's office.
Yeah.
Nailed down in a share file that no one can access.
The most egregious part of this was that they then basically blamed it on the deaf teacher.
That was rough. That poor guy. And he was clearly working really hard. Curtis, he was working so hard to overhaul their shitty system that I'm sure was shitty. A new online resource hub. And it sounded like a great initiative. And he was clearly streamlining the whole thing. And then...
Why is a teacher doing an IT system?
So KB's brother works at a school doing all of their IT. It's his full-time job. Like, he's an IT guy.
Mm.
And... He doesn't teach there. He's the IT guy.
Exactly.
So.
Another dark day for Aaron Sparrow High.
Get an IT guy. But Curtis, fair enough, the teacher wants to put the online resources together, but they would do it in conjunction with the IT guy.
Hang on, when we were introduced to Curtis, did we talk about him? Because
no.
Can we just hark back to Jane immediately questioning to his face his ability to have any classroom control due to his deafness?
Jesus, Jane.
That was like, oh my God, I don't think you're meant to say that.
I think maybe some sensitivity training wouldn't go astray there.
Like, though, I do think that was an opening for a bit of exposition, but still, like, it was like, oh, Jane.
And also maybe Susan could have this discussion with her staff in the staff room the week before he starts, or like, you know.
Yeah. We have a new staff member starting.
Don't be a weirdo to him.
Make sure you address him by looking him straight on in the face.
Yeah, and don't ask inappropriate questions about his disability.
You know, like a regular human.
Basically, what happens is Brent's entire personal file gets dumped onto the online hub so all the students see it and immediately repost it to social media. Amazing move. Including all his like juvie records and his abuse and his this and that and academic records. And it's a bit of a mystery. They blame it on Curtis, or he blames himself. And then Hendrix is like, oh, no, I didn't mean to put it on the internet. I just wanted to put it on a USB.
Oh, you goddamn idiot. Just for once, can someone just keep a secret on that show? If that had happened to me, goddamn it, Vaya, I would take that to my deathbed. Yeah. Yeah. I would, well, take it to my grave. I would not be spilling a word about how I ruined some poor bastard's life. Meanwhile, I'd be sitting back, you know, quietly cackling, I think, that I had, you know, possibly pissed off my, enemy that much.
Yeah. I felt for the kid that all his dirty laundry was aired. Hendrix was very quick to make good on the whole thing. But then Jane's got this new initiative. She wants to start year 13. And we've been talking a while about how we need to give these kids some self-respect.
Jane, here's an idea. Teach year 12 better the first time round.
cut out the middleman. No, go back to the middleman. And then, or set these kids free to do TAFE. So now they've got to come together and they get to wear casual clothes and it's going to have more of a loose vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Brent and Hendrix's education.
We will see.
Yeah. Very keen on textiles! And the fashions he's going to design. with the leftover Amy fabric over at the Hive.
That's what's going to happen to those shoulders.
Puffy sleeves. He's going to redesign. I reckon he's going to do an Erinsborough High uniform upgrade and just come in with the puffy sleeves. But Amy reminds me that we've got some big business to talk about on the main pod. So we'll get back to it.